Bhakti Sangha Japa Conference. So today's class will be given by His Grace Ram Giridhari Prabhuji on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 6, verse number 276 onwards. Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much for your very valuable time, giving your very valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on this topic. And please take over the call now, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for engaging me in this service, and it's a pleasure always to be with you all. So before we start the discussion, let's offer some invocation prayer. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ankya Lila, chapter 6, text number 276, all the way through 279. Four verses we are going to see, 76, 77, 78 and 79. Uparode Prabhu Mora Manena Nimantrana Na Malile Duki Hai Beka Murka Janam. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. At my request, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepts the invitations because he knows that a foolish person like me would be unhappy if he did not accept them. Purport. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that people who are advanced in learning but attached to material enjoyment, who are puffed up by material possessions, by birth in an elevated aristocratic family, or by education, may offer show bottle devotional service to the deity and also offer prasadam to Vaishnavas. Because of their ignorance, however, they cannot understand that since their minds are materially polluted, neither the Supreme Personality of God, Lord Krishna, nor the Vaishnavas accept their offerings. If one accepts money from such materialistic persons to offer food to the deity and Vaishnavas, a pure Vaishnava does not accept it. This causes unhappiness for the materialists because they are fully absorbed in the bodily conception of life. Therefore, they sometimes turn against the Vaishnavas. Eta vichariya nimantrana chari dhilam Suni Mahaprabhu hasi balite lagila. Considering all these points, Swarup Damodara concluded, he has stopped inviting you. Hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled and spoke as follows. 278 text. Vishaira anna kaile malina hayamana malina mana haile nahe krishne rasmaranam. When one eats food offered by materialistic man, one's mind becomes contaminated. when the mind is contaminated, one is unable to think of Krishna properly. Purport. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura suggests that people who are materialistically inclined and sahajiyas or so-called Vaishnavas who take everything very casually are both Vishayis or materialists. Eating food offered by them causes contamination, and as a result of such contamination, even a serious devotee becomes like a materialistic man. There are six kinds of association: giving charity, accepting charity, accepting food, offering food, talking confidentially, and inquiring confidentially. One should very carefully avoid associating with both the Sahajiyas, who are sometimes known as Vaishnavas, and the non-Vaishnavas or Avaishnavas. Their association changes the transcendental devotional service of Lord Krishna into sense gratification. And when sense gratification enters the mind of a devotee, he is contaminated. The materialistic person who aspires after sense gratification cannot properly think of Krishna. Text 279. Vishaira annahaya rajasa nimantrana data bhokta dunhara malina haya manam. When one accepts an invitation from a person contaminated by the mode of passion, material mode of passion, the person who offers the food and the person who accepts it are both mentally contaminated. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura says that there are three varieties of invitations: those in the mode of goodness, those in the mode of passion, and those in ignorance. An invitation accepted from a pure devotee is in the mode of goodness. An invitation accepted from a person who is pious but materially attached is in the mode of passion. And an invitation accepted from a person who is materially very sinful is in the mode of ignorance. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaham Namahom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Kauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasani Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. We are in a very, very interesting context in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is the postgraduate study for us in a devotional journey. And to make it real postgraduate, this particular section where Raghunath Das Goswami's disposition and the way Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu responds to such a act of Raghunath Das Goswami, I guess without proper foundational understanding in Krishna consciousness, we will not be able to, you know, completely comprehend this. When Srila Prabhupada says that Chaitanya Charitamrita is a postgraduate study, we need to get to the depth of this conversation, understand the context much more deeply and much more scientifically, so that it does not just remain as some superficial philosophical statement. The current context is Raghunath Das Goswami is already in Jagannath Puri, got freed from his family ties. Father, mother, wife, opulence, position, post, servants, luxury, nothing could retain Raghunath Das Goswami. And eventually Raghunath Das Goswami came to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Mahaprabhu received Raghunath Das Goswami, he had handed over Raghunath Das Goswami to one of the confidential associates of Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodar Goswami, and said that this is your third Raghunath. So, in Adi Leela, you would have read, Swarup Damodar has been entrusted with one Raghunath, Vaidya Raghunath, then Bhatta Raghunath, then Dasa Raghunath. So, they all have got personal association of Swarup Damodar Goswami. And Mahaprabhu instructed Swarup Damodar to personally take care of Raghunath Das Goswami, feed him so nicely. So Mahaprabhu's personal servant Govinda personally took care of Raghunath Das Goswami, fed him sumptuously. And Mahaprabhu personally told Raghunath Das Goswami also to consult and take guidance from Swarup Damodar Goswami for the way forward. It's very interesting the way Mahaprabhu expects every practitioner to make his growth in spiritual life. And this system, our Parampara Acharyas have maintained them. It is in the hands of the current preachers and practitioners to cultivate that in their own preaching initiatives. So finally, Raghunath Das Goswami is into the mood of complete surrender. And one of the symptoms of complete surrender is renunciation and withdrawal from all the opulences. Raghunath Das Goswami received some wealth from his father, because Raghunath Das Goswami's father at last decided that I couldn't retain my son with me. At least wherever he is, let him be comfortable. So he sent several financial aid or sent some gold or whatever wealth. So Raghunath Das Goswami used them in making sure that the servants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are served nicely. And regularly, once in 2 weeks, Raghunath Das Goswami used to invite Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, prepared an opulent feast, and he used to feed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But then Raghunath Das Goswami developed a feeling of guilt out of his introspection and his progress in Krishna consciousness. He chose to relinquish such an opulent arrangement and decided to beg alms. What will happen, where does he is going to beg alms, and how are he is going to do that? It's going to be a future, you know, description. But the current context is, when Raghunath Das Goswami stopped inviting Mahaprabhu to serve the feast, just purely out of his personal growth in Krishna consciousness, which he doesn't confess, he doesn't agree, he feels that he's still a fallen soul. But we see, and also Acharya has explained, and we will see how Mahaprabhu is going to respond to Raghunath Das Goswami's current decision. So Raghunath Das Goswami decided to beg alms. The son of a multi-millionaire, one who has got enough servants and opportunities, has decided to beg alms in front of Singhadwar. So that's the context that we are in. So Swarup Damodar Goswami is responding to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's question, why Raghunath Das Goswami stopped inviting. It's so amazing that this context is shared and revealed by our great acharyas to us, for us to learn some most intricate, subtle aspect of Krishna consciousness. One day, Srila Prabhupada was sitting in his quarters in Sri Mayapur Chandrodaya Mandir. I'm not sure if anyone would have seen the earlier picture of Mayapur Chandrodaya Mandir. The Lotus building was the first building. There were nothing else. Everywhere else, it were only fields. One day, Srila Prabhupada was sitting near the window, and Srila Prabhupada had some tears. So some disciples came in, and they inquired, Srila Prabhupada, why are you crying? Srila Prabhupada said that in your own respective countries from where you all have come, if needed, you could have lived a very opulent, lavish, luxurious life. You gave up all of them, obeyed my words, and came to this place to serve me, spread this preaching mission. The reasoning was, the situation in Mayapur at that time was not so comfortable. There were no proper toilet facilities. There were a lot of mosquitoes, muddy, thorny, thatched hut. So austere situation was it. So Srila Prabhupada said that in spite of such an opulence, you chose to lead such a life, and I am moved. And this is the progress in Krishna consciousness. What I am excited to say is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan mission is still on by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. What Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu demonstrated, emulated, and exhibited with his confidential close associates, we see even till Srila Prabhupada's time, and Srila Prabhupada has groomed, inculcated certain very subtle dynamics in Krishna consciousness. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to respond. We have not read that. Your next speaker will speak on that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to be very happy hearing this. Wow, that's good. Who will say that? Oh my God, he's begging? He didn't say that. That is very nice. And further down, he's going to further appreciate Raghunath Das Goswami when he's going to relinquish even that begging. And going to pick up grains from behind the temple where things are washed away. So before we get down to the details on each of these reflections, I just want to say all glories to Srila Prabhupada to have given us a wonderful opportunity to learn this subtle science of Krishna consciousness by which we have a hope to make it back to Krishna. So we are going to discuss these four verses into four sets of reflections. I'm sure we will not be able to do full justice to all the points because there are several points that we can bring it out. But we will see as much as possible what best we could learn in the next 35 minutes. From the verse number 276, he can understand the mood of a sincere practitioner. And also, from the purport, we learn some lessons. As a first reflection, first point, 1.A, it is very clear and wonderfully explained time and again that every student has to understand and realize and exhibit, quote unquote, a sign of utmost humility towards the spiritual authority. In front of our spiritual master, we should know how we are blessed and how my spiritual master is available to help me to bring me out of this materialistic consciousness. Whenever we hear this word foolish persons like me, what it actually refers to is that I used my intelligence to surrender to a bona fide authority to accept my foolishness. Because to accept our foolishness, we also need to be intelligent enough to go and confess to the right person. If a person is fool and so much foolish enough that he completely becomes vulnerable to be exploited by some other materialistic person, Prabhupada never wanted us to become one like that. Srila Prabhupada said, we as a practitioner should become independently thoughtful personalities. Independently, with a paraphrasing, interdependently independent. Because this word of independently thoughtful is misinterpreted, misquoted in many places. We are highly interdependent on our spiritual authorities, but the onus and ownership of our progress lies in us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entrusted Raghunath Das Goswami to Swarup Damodar Goswami. But if you see the actions, Swarup Damodar Goswami is not personally telling what to be done. Raghunath Das Goswami is completely convinced and understood the mood of this Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta and the process. He is taking responsibility for slowly, slowly purifying from his past propensities, set a precedence to a capacity where he will exhibit the highest level of humility and renunciation for his own personal growth. Not to show off, not to prove a point, not to gain some attention, nothing, no other side agenda, but to only satisfy the Supreme Lord. With an absolute purity, he chose to relinquish a service to accept another mood. It's a very interesting mindset. He was serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, feeding Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, God opportunity to serve all the wonderful Vaishnavas. Now, he is withdrawing from that. Why this is subtle science is because to understand the subtle science, we need to get to that, the skin of pure Krishna consciousness concept. Otherwise, we may really superficially scratch the surface. So when we are progressing in Krishna consciousness, we may need to move on in a specific service, from a specific service to another higher level of service for the sake of our going closer to Krishna. If I can say this statement from the management viewpoint, there is a concept called good to great. Many management seminars, people speak about this. But in our context, the discussion is about how we can be good to great in our spiritual life. Every time when we are executing some devotional service, when we are doing that service very nicely, when we are very seriously, successfully performing, we might need to constantly introspect whilst executing the service, how much of that service I am able to do with utmost purity and with utmost sincerity, and there is no other quotient attached. So this good to great concept, here Raghunath Das Goswami was doing a service of feeding Mahaprabhu, inviting Mahaprabhu, accepting remnants of Mahaprabhu. Now he is saying that I am giving that up to go and beg in front of Singhadwar, because I have been, he was, maybe there is a subtlest reason that I want to just satisfy and show off, or have some external reasons, I wanted to eliminate that also. This does not mean he is running away from Mahaprabhu. This means he is taking corrective actions, or at least teaching us that we all need to take corrective actions from our personal practices. And this is a constant agenda. So, what does it actually also say is when I am doing such a move, I do not abruptly leave the service opportunities. Here it may be not elaborated over here, but in our own personal practices, when we are progressing in Krishna consciousness, when we are making progress to the next level, we might need to slowly identify what are all those quotients which may add to my complacency, which may add to my delay in the progress. So I kind of give them to another person so that the service goes on and I also move on. I'll give you an example who did this, or who did this very nicely. Our Param Pujya Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, the disciple of Srila Prabhupada, when he was reaching his final days, his sickness increased. He chose to slowly withdraw himself from so many affairs, even which are very, you know, purely Krishna conscious. So much so to an extent, he stopped meeting devotees and slowly started to focus himself, dive deeper into the mood of samadhi. How I knew this? I was in New York Rath Yatra, 2005 June. June 4th or whatever the day is. And I was in the Rath Yatra parade. And suddenly there was a hand on my shoulders. And I turned around, it was His Holiness Bhakti Swarup Damodara Swami Maharaj. He said, "Hey Ramgiri, what are you doing here?" I mean, I know him from Mumbai. And he didn't expect me in New York. And he just came back from Philadelphia, Gita Nagari farm. And that's when Bhaktivinoda Maharaj was very sick. So I was inquiring, I offered my obeisances, of course, exchanged updates. Then he was saying that, "Yes, I just went to Gita Nagari to meet Maharaj." But Maharaj did not want to meet. Very nicely, Bhakti Swarup Damodara Maharaj explained this to me. That he was going deeper into his prayers and mood. This is very depth in the spiritual sense. But here I am seeing Raghunath Das Goswami is slowly elevating himself to that consciousness level. To an extent that he decided not to feast and chose to beg. So hence my first reflection in the first shloka of today's is about every devotee in their own spiritual journey should decide good to great. The obstacle for you to do great service is your good service. It's not an obstacle. It is also a kind of a delay. So hence, we always encourage at every time when you progress in Krishna consciousness, keep watching out for your complacency, comfort and relaxed mood. If you're getting, then probably you need to pass on that service to some other budding, growing devotee for whom that service would be a great service. And you need to start introspecting and move, take up to next higher level to go more closer, more deeper, more broader to win more and more souls, including ourselves, to the lotus feet of our spiritual master. So this is a topic by itself. Good to great in Krishna consciousness is a topic by itself where I did a seminar on this, but I just want to highlight this point. The second aspect of the first reflection is about what Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport. About how are we supposed to deal in terms of resources that comes our way. It's a very trivial as well as sensitive point that Srila Prabhupada has written over here. Many times, even within ISKCON, even within devotee circles, this is interpreted in a different way. Sometimes people don't follow it. Sometimes people follow it in their own sweet way. So the point here is, Srila Prabhupada says, if you are a strict practitioner, better be aware. Whom do you take money from? Better be aware. Whom do you take food from? Better be aware. Whom do we associate? Srila Prabhupada is very nicely written here that because of their ignorance, however, they cannot understand that since their minds are materially polluted, neither the Lord nor Vaishnavas accept their offerings. What does it actually mean? It means we can't buy, we can't bind, we can't control Krishna or Krishna Bhaktas. Which means Krishna and Krishna Bhaktas have principle and policies and processes and devotional life supersede popularity and paisa, money. Unfortunately, in the normal colloquial context, money is honey, and for money, you go do anything that you want. That's the materialistic world. And when we come to Krishna consciousness, we just purify that statement saying that if I can do anything for Krishna, so that's okay. Chalta hai. But here, it's very clearly said that sudden, pure, sincere practitioners, they do not want to even have any connections that have to do with nonsense. Srila Prabhupada has also dealt differently in different circumstances. So, we are not going to analyze this particular circumstance elaborately because there are both ways. We have definitely going and taking donations from various places and giving them an opportunity to get engaged in Krishna's service, at least in the form of giving some money, they get participated and they get some benefit. And here Srila Prabhupada says, we are not supposed to accept their food. We are not supposed to accept their money. We are not supposed to do anything with them. So my reflection here is that so long as, because the next sloka we are going to see that even the self-realized soul fall down by such choice. So what I want to say here is, if we are engaging, if we are interested in engaging anyone's money, power, name, fame, position, prosperity, especially when they are from such a notorious category, not from a very consciously inclined manner, but they are just with arrogance and aristocracy, they say, chalo, paisa le lo Bhagwan ke liye. I give my money. It's by my money your festival is happening. With such propensity, people give. They may have to still engage them in Krishna's service. But the responsibility of making sure that every single penny from that goes to Krishna and Krishna only, not even a pie for our own personal or even so-called spiritual agenda. If we do that, we are doomed. Because Krishna can assimilate. Of course, Prabhupada says that Krishna don't accept them. But if he somehow, as a servant, that's what, you know, we keep on being told repeatedly that Krishna forgives, but not somebody who tried to show off, but somebody who's trying to get purified. Because this the reason I said it's trivial is because if you don't engage them, what is the hope for them to get purified? If you engage them but not remain careful, what will happen to you and me? So my second aspect of the first reflection is that whether it is in terms of food, grains, money, or anything associated coming from a materialistic source, they have to be engaged and utilized in an absolute manner in the Lord's service. then we are not supposed to enjoy them. One of the proper disciples mentioned this to me, that sometimes in ISKCON we face challenges is also because we have a policy, let's get money to Krishna by hook or crook. So if you get money to Krishna by crook, a crook can be purified by Krishna's blessings. But we will get victim of that if we are not careful in dealing with such a scenario. So my first reflection hence is about good to great. And second aspect is about prudence in making sure that every resource from a non-genuine source should be very carefully, vigilantly, under a direction, complete utilization should happen for Krishna's service only. Otherwise, it will be a problem for us. Now the second reflection. Verse number 277. Considering all these points, Swarup Damodara concluded. So, Mahaprabhu confirms, this is an acknowledgement from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that what Raghunath Das Goswami is doing is absolutely correct. Yajna Sishtasina Santo Muchyante Sarva Kilvishai Bunjate Te Twagam Papa Epachantyatma Karanat. In a typical legal system, there are certain terminologies used. Crime, criminal, witness, evidence, modus operandi, judge, punishment, solution. These are all some terminologies that are used. If we use this terminology in Krishna conscious context, crime, every sinful activity is committed in Krishna consciousness. Or every sinful activity is committed in the name of Krishna consciousness. Or every sinful activity committed under the strength of Krishna consciousness. This is a crime. Krishna very categorically told Arjuna, please don't do sin. That was his first fear. Durenahi avaram karma buddhi yoga dhananjaya. Second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna. Durenahi avaram karma. Please kick aside. Avaram means your sinful, nasty propensity. So the crime is the sinful activities that we keep committing whilst we are in Krishna consciousness. Even though in this context, Raghunath Das Goswami was not sinful, but the Siddhanta that is being taught about here is, be careful with sinful people. Be careful with the remnants, results of association and the impact of sinful people. So crime is sinful activities. Criminal is the one who commits them. I am currently doing my legal studies for some reason. I'm in my final semester or final year of my studies. So we always discuss that the crime one who does is also a criminal. One who abets is also a criminal. So a criminal is the one who commits such a crime and one who is party to such a crime. So as a practitioner, it is our own individual responsibility to be choosy. I have a devotee senior to whom I look up to. With all due respects, I can say that when he comes to temple events, festival programs. He chooses what to eat, what not to eat, even though it is ISKCON temple. I just do not want to divulge or discuss some details which are not befitting for this congregation or any congregation for that matter. Some of them are management related conversations, because we see even within our own temples and programs, we compromise on certain practices and standards. Just because we are inside ISKCON temple premises, we are not oblivious. We are not completely, you know, absolved of all the problems. Srila Prabhupada has warned that please be careful of Maya even within the moment. It is like nowadays people have understood this terminology that within the hospital, if there are COVID patients, COVID ward are shielded, separately isolated. Just because you are in the hospital does not necessarily mean you are free from infection. In fact, there are a lot of people who have, you know, got COVID just because they went to the hospital for some other treatment. So a person needs to be vigilant in choosing in their practices. Here, I appreciate, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is appreciating Raghunath Das Goswami's choice by his philosophical explanation. He's appreciating Raghunath Das Goswami's reluctance, relinquishing, and the reason that he gave to stop giving the feast and start to beg alms. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never said Raghunath Das Goswami is a materialistic man. But the reason and justification Raghunath Das Goswami said, Mahaprabhu acknowledged, yes, such a propensity is detrimental, so we have to be careful. If Raghunath Das Goswami feels like that, we should acknowledge, and yes, he is making progress. Shabash, very good. So hence, crime, criminal. Third is witness. Who is the witness? We have discussed in many sessions in the past. You may be standing in front of Krishna. You may be performing arati to Krishna. You may be taking darshan of the Supreme Lord. But what goes on in your heart, in your consciousness, you and Paramatma know. Two eyes are always watching us. For sure, we will get some sukriti for being there. But can that be a reason for us to do what we want to do? Hence, we should take responsibility to introspect and not be a criminal. Don't party to those people who are breaking the standards. Don't support those activities who are moving away from what is recommended by Srila Prabhupada and Acharyas. It's a very tricky point. I do not want to, you know, get into the management aspect of it, because there are several dynamics. How do we go about in doing that? Whom should we consult? Whom should we obey? Whom should we not obey? Then groupism, so many things comes up. But as a principle, it should definitely be clear that if I'm committing a crime, even if I'm within the ISKCON premises, I will still be punished. Because the witness is Ishwara Sarva Bhutanam Hridesh Arjuna Tishtati. Paramatma is sitting in the heart and becoming a witness. The nature is the witness. You cannot escape that witness. We are answerable for all the crime. The smallest, you know, dirt in the heart has to be cleansed before we are given access to the spiritual abode. And what is the evidence? That's what Prabhupada is speaking now. The shloka 278. Prabhupada is speaking how, when we associate with sahajiyas, when we associate with vishayis, when we choose to eat food, when we choose to accept their association, when we choose to go in contact with them, what is evidence? Our lifestyle will change. Prabhupada writes here, there are six kinds of associations, giving, charity, etc. One should very carefully avoid associating with both the Sahajiyas, who are sometimes known as Vaishnavas, and the non-Vaishnavas or Avaishnavas. Their association changes the transcendental devotional service of Lord Krishna into sense gratification. And when sense gratification enters the mind of a devotee, it is contaminated. The materialistic person who aspires after sense gratification cannot properly think of Krishna. So what is the evidence? Our lifestyle changes. When we get contaminated, when we do the crime, when we are becoming criminal, while the Lord is still a witness, evidence pata chal jata hai, dikh jata hai ki hamara jeevan sudhar nahi raha hai, bigad raha hai. Our lifestyle is getting changed, getting completely, going away from Krishna, and it is going to be clear and vivid very soon. And generally, what is the modus operandi? Anyone does it for such a crime? They use different rationalization. I did this, Prabhu, because of this reason. I did this, Prabhu, only for temporary arrangement. I did this, Mataji, because I had some problem. We always rationalize. So many rationalization, so many people would have done. Could Prabhupada not have given rationalization to have not, left Vrindavan? Why did he have to take all the pains to come to USA to preach Krishna consciousness? Because he was very dutiful, very much committed to the missionary activities of the Acharyas and Parampara. So he came to US at the age of 70. So modus operandi for such crime is always rationalization. We use this gross and subtle body in such a best possible way for our crime, and we ourselves get doomed. Kudke pair mein kuladi marna. That's what we say in Hindi. We cut our own legs by our own act. Who will act as a judge? Upadrishta anumantacha varta bhokta maheshwaraha. Krishna says 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, shloka number, whatever, 13, 14, 8, 12, whatever the shloka is. Upadrishta anumantacha varta bhokta maheshwaraha. Krishna says, my dear Arjuna, I stay within your heart or sit next to you. I am the witness and I am the one who is sanctioning. Anumantaja, I give the anumati, I give the permission. I only the sanctioning person. It happens by my arrangement. And what is the punishment? So the judge is Paramatma. Because he is the one who sanctions it. What? Several shlokas in Bhagavad Gita you can take. If you desire strongly, Paramatma sanctions. Consequences has to be faced by us. Only one assurance Paramatma is saying is, I will not leave you. Tomorrow if you change the desire and desire to serve me, I'm still with you. But if you desire to, kick me aside or, go bahir mukha, then I have no choice. Because I do not want to force you to come to me. At the same time, I want to be with you so that whenever you desire to come to me, I'm there for you. That's Krishna. So, what punishment we get for this crime? Ashraddhanaha purusha dharmasyasya paramtapa aprapyamam nivartante mrityu samsara vartmani. Cycle of birth and death. Whoever does not have shraddha in these things, shraddha is not only faith, shraddha is also about how do we go about in implementing what you are having faith on. We are faithful. We are, definitely clear and convinced that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. We are faithful and clear and convinced that this science of Krishna consciousness is bona fide. But has that faith and the conviction translated in our action? If no, then we have to still face the consequences. So hence the punishment that we would get because of such a crime is we have to take the cycle of birth and death again and again and again. So here Prabhupada writes that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's statement is, anyone when one eats food offered by materialistic men, one's mind becomes contaminated. And when the mind is contaminated, one is unable to think of Krishna properly. So Srila Prabhupada hence says that who do we associate and what do we eat? I was speaking in another forum with a Tennessee congregation. So we were discussing that how in ISKCON we are not vegetarians. If anybody says we are vegetarians, we are not vegetarians. We eat prasadam. Many times of late, devotees are so happy and convinced, I got Jain food, Prabhu. We are not here for eating Jain food. We are not here to become vegans. We are not here to become vegetarians. We are here to become devotees. And devotees means one who accepts Krishna Prasad. And Krishna Prasadam acceptance means four things have to be watched out for. That's a standard. But at least, you know, we need to know the standard so that at some point in time we reach the standard. Who cooks? Who offers? Who serves? And in what consciousness one person eat? All four contributes in the transformation of consciousness. So a person's consciousness at the time of cooking, the person's consciousness at the time of offering, the person's consciousness at the time of serving, and the consciousness which a person consumes, all four of them is very important for getting the complete effect. Of course, the moment you offer to Krishna, definitely we are purifying that food from sinful effect. Because Ajna Sishta Asena Santo Muchyante Sarva Kilbishai Mujadete Tvagam Papa Ye Pachanti Atma Karanat. Very clearly, Krishna Bhagavad Gita says, anything that is not offered to me, you are verily eating sin. So, better offer, even though your consciousness may not be correct, even though your other details are not in place. But as the standard Mahaprabhu had set, is the cook should be a devotee, the offering person should be in the right frame of mind, and to the right personality. What if the offering person is a, you know, Mayavadi? When he is offering to Krishna, he will be thinking, oh, this is just a temporary idol. The real one is Nirakar. So then whom is he offering? Maybe he's still in front of Krishna deities, he may bow down. But he'll see Krishna as some vastu, some materialistic object or something asashwat. Then what will happen? And a person whose consciousness while serving. So here Prabhupada writes, hence choose your association. I am not repeating those points which Srila Prabhupada has already said, but I just want to highlight certain reflection to say that, you know, it is important in our spiritual life with, you know, be careful. So punishment is cycle of birth and death. And the solution to the science of Krishna consciousness is somewhere or other, we take responsibility in our action, our thinking, our willing, our feeling, our service to our spiritual authority in the most genuine manner by taking help from others. When we say our, it means we are the doers, doesn't mean that nobody else is in the system. We take help from everyone, but the responsibility of it and the sanctity of it, still the ownership of it, is still with us individuals. And I want to actually, you know, do the last reflection, the third reflection part. So I'm saying, so this, hence the solution is, with all his responsibility, one should dovetail his spiritual quotient, you know, in a very sincere manner, whether it is performing sadhana, seva, sangha, sadachar, and everything else. So the last point, which I will not be able to discuss in detail, the reflection is on the verse number 279, wherein whose invitation one should accept. So it is important that If we go by our choice to preach, is different from I honor an invitation to participate. Srila Prabhupada chose to travel to various places to give Krishna. The idea is, when I choose to travel to go to a place, I am going with the heart to give. Srila Prabhupada went, came to US to give, went to UK to give, went to Australia to give, not to take anything from there. So Srila Prabhupada was completely shielded and he transformed lives. But when we go to take, like we all go to Western countries, I come to a different country, so that I can take, I can earn wealth, I can enjoy the resources, then I get entangled. Anytime when you are enjoying anything without a reason, without any, fee, cost. Srila Prabhupada was, he was in Delhi once. And one day, Srila Prabhupada, this Jananivas Prabhu shared this once in Mayapur Dham. So that time, Tejas Prabhu was the temple president in Delhi. So, Srila Prabhupada, I do not know the exact chronology of the event and the full details of it. The context was, Srila Prabhupada usually does not give any money to any beggars or any such people. He rather give them prasadam. So one instance, Srila Prabhupada had to give money in some place. Because that guy who was begging, he sang a song or did some performance. So when after Prabhupada giving the money, so Tejas Prabhu or anybody asked Srila Prabhupada, why are you giving money? Usually you don't subscribe or you don't do like that. Srila Prabhupada said that if by knowingly or unknowingly, if we enjoy the act of that person, or if we are benefiting, or if you are kind of appreciated or acknowledged, then we are taking some portion of the karma. But my be paying money to him, I kind of square it off. My whatever I must have unknowingly accepted them, by paying the money I am squaring it off, so I clean myself off. The point I was trying to say here is, if a person is inviting us, we have an obligation. And when we are fulfilling certain obligation, we are also accepting the resultant effect of such an obligation. It is like this. Somebody is offering you obeisances. Why? They don't allow, apart from disciples, anyone to, go very closer to spiritual master. Because for disciples, spiritual master take responsibility with an arrangement. Others cannot touch the feet, because the moment I allow someone to touch my feet, then I take responsibility to take his portion of the karma. So when you accept an invitation, it is an obligation. We are trying to oblige. We are trying to respond. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, they all have articulated on this. How does one should deal in such scenario? Of course, Prabhupada has very clearly said mode of goodness, passion and ignorance. I had more points to share on that. But then in the interest of time, I leave it for the future speakers to articulate more to this. But at least I would like to say that if you really wish to preach, you preach, go to a place and preach and give Krishna consciousness. Don't look for what you would get in return. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj was absolutely upset when devotees used to charge a fee, or anyone was to charge a fee, fixed fee, for conducting Bhagavatam sessions or some spiritual programs. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj never approved of them. So there are many such. So we are now in a preaching mission where we accept invitations. We go and perform in events. We go and participate in various places. So we should be very careful. What do we do and how do we handle? As a preaching mission, we better do that. But the result and effect of the obligations, the food they may offer, the money they may give, the power and position they may give, the followers that we may get, how do we deal with them? What do we do with them? We need to be absolutely careful. And if they are all, even an iota of them is accepted in our own personal capacity, we tend to fall down. So hence, we need to make sure that if we have to accept such invitations, the result and effect of those things are offered up 100% to the preaching effect and to the Supreme Lord, and not even one portion a person accepts it. There are more details to it. So I leave it for the future discussions to complete them. I end here. Thank you so much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. We discuss three sets of reflections. First set of reflection is about good to great and also about prudence in association. Second reflection, we spoke about crime, criminal, witness, evidence, modus operandi, judge, punishment, solutions, how a person needs to be careful in his dealings. The third reflection, which we did not elaborate, but we just touched base, is about the perspective behind accepting or rejecting invitations should be very, you know, clear in our headspace. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Is there any questions or comments? I'm ready to respond.
Thank you very much, Ravi, for giving a very enlightening class today, and we are very grateful to you. If anybody has any question, please go ahead and ask.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanavad Pranam. Glory to Srila Prabhupada. Very, very brilliant class, Prabhu. So much to learn from these purports and from these verses, and so wonderfully, like, you know, like cotton balls, you were plucking out different pieces of cottons and you were elaborating. It's so wonderful, Prabhu. And I like that point that you said, that when we have to honor something, you know, food to eat, we should be very careful of the four things that you mentioned. So thank you, Prabhu. And one thing I would like to ask you, like you said, that whenever so we invite somebody or we are being invited by somebody, then if we, I don't know whether we take money, because even in ISKCON we see that, you know, few classes are paid classes. So like when some teacher comes, there is a particular fixed fee that you have to give, and then you are allowed to, like, how should we take it on that aspect?
Very, very subtle, very intricate, very complex, but I'll still respond this. It's a personal choice of a person who is accepting this. If he is confident that he is going to utilize them in Krishna's service to the fullest capacity, he is saved. If he is not, then he should be better prepared to face the consequences. Because it is about our personal conscience. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to speak about. That's why this particular chapter, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is actually setting a standard up here. Maybe in this lifetime, we may not be even able to do this, but at least we better know the standard. So that is why when we are giving as a host, it's our duty to offer charity. As a person who is interested in serving, it is our duty to serve our spiritual master. To serve him, feed him, you know, fund him. But those who are accepting them, it is their duty to make sure in 7th canto, 11th chapter, if I'm right, text number somewhere between 8 and, you know, 15. Srila Prabhupada writes, if a Brahmana accepts charity from a wrong place or by a wrong means, he will be implicated. And if you give charity to a wrong person, you are also going to, you will be implicated. So neither we are supposed to give charity to a wrong person by our laziness or not being careful, nor a Brahmana should accept that. It's both ways. So technically speaking, paid classes, paid sessions, what protocol, what arrangement. They're all very subjective ones. You may not be able to, generalize them is correct or not correct. But principle-wise, a person who is giving, need to be very clear what he is doing, why is he doing, and when he is accepting, you are actually accepting on behalf of, because what you are speaking is not your content. Nothing belongs to you. It's all Krishna. You are representing Parampara, representing Krishna. So better don't try to use this as your lifestyle for your own enjoyment or for your own whatever. That is why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj was upset. So it is individual's Shraddha, how he operates on them or how much he is able to operate on them. There may be definitely some, vigilance needed. But that is very subjective. And we cannot stop this giving charity because it's our dharma. But those who are accepting should be careful. And from whom we are accepting when we are going in collection, also we should be careful what are we going to do with that. So probably we may not have a clear black and white answer to such scenarios. It has to be very, very case to case basis. And we might need to furthermore go deeper into this purports to sleep, how much my personal devotion is getting affected or, when I'm making progress. So sometimes Krishna may engage us in certain tough services, like Srila Prabhupada. When he did this preaching mission, he did a lot of risks. And Prabhupada accepted that I took risks. But he said, maybe I may lose certain candidates in the process temporarily, but down the line, they will still make it. But at the end, a lot more people got benefited. So it was a strategical, calculated decision of Srila Prabhupada. And for sure, everyone was going to go through their own purification channel. So they may still get purified. So we are discussing about carefulness in Krishna consciousness. So there is something carefulness to be, being careful before coming to Krishna consciousness. So that is much more, grosser. But here, at least we are inside Krishna consciousness. We have some leeway, some, ray of hope. But still, since we are talking about postgraduate study and some serious studies, we better talk about identifying what need to be eliminated also. Down the line, now importantly to be introspected. So paid classes or invited sessions, they are if they are needed, because a lot of times sometimes public forum invites us and sometimes they give fee. What do you do with them? How do you engage in Krishna's service? And if at all, if you have any interest in that for your own personal enjoyment, so it's very difficult. I think I shared this story before. There's a Prabhu by name Emaraj Prabhu who used to be the photographer of Back to God magazine. 2018, June, I was in Alachua during our national educational symposium. At the time, he passed away. Emaraj Prabhu, if I'm right, maybe Ajamil, Emaraj Prabhu only. So one of the glorifications that we read about him was, sorry if the names are wrong, but he's a very prominent, famous photographer for a Back to God magazine. So one of the devotees who glorified him, he said, he's such a devotee that for his service, he had all the opulence. He had the costliest computer, costliest equipment, costliest gadget, everything. Costliest meaning the, best of the ones in the industry. But when it comes to his own personal needs, in terms of dress, place of living, place to sleep, eating, he had a very humble lifestyle. So, simultaneously, you will see an opulence. What is needed for his service was there in place, because those were needed for to do the service effectively in the best possible capacity. And when it comes to his personal self, he had very, humble. And this is my personal experience when I dealt with His Holiness Hanumat Prashik Maharaj. Every time when I come to US, I have a privilege of visiting his ashram in, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I used to spend some time in his ashram. I cannot, explain in words. Such a humble, simple sannyasi, proper disciple. So simple person. So simple. And with respect to his preaching, the events, the celebrations, extravaganza, whatever program he does it very nicely, opulently, so nice. But when it comes to his personal capacity, what he eat, how much dress he keeps, how does ashram keep, everything is very simple. So service-wise, great, go for full, 100% and full on. But when it comes to your own personal needs and lifestyle, we need to be very careful. If you are not careful, then down the line, Krishna will make us go through some experiences to purify us. I hope it makes sense here.
Of course, Prabhu, definitely. And definitely not expecting answer in black and white because the question was not that perfect. But yes, Prabhu, you answered it so wonderfully and I got the real essence of it. So thank you, Prabhu. Thank you once again for your brilliant session. We always look forward for your sessions. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Anybody else have any other questions or comments?
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Dandavat pranams. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. So Prabhu, we saw Raghunath Goswami being, getting into the mood of renunciation more and more and more. First, he took the remnants of Govinda for 5 days, but after that he moved on to beg in the streets of Simhadara, and then he left that also, and then he started to eat whatever he was available. So we see the renunciation aspect there, and I wanted to understand the dependence aspect, because we are told that we need to depend on others, so we become affectionate to them. And if you look at Raghunath Goswami, if he had continued eating the remnants of food from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that was provided by Govinda, it would have increased his affection at the end of the day by being more and more dependent on him. So I just wanted to understand the analogy here for renunciation versus the dependence aspect that we are being taught. So if you can clarify on that, that would be great.
Fantastic. Very nice question. Jiva Goswami is explaining this. Prabhupada is explaining this in Nectar of Instruction also. There are 5 stages of devotion, or maybe what you can say that our experiences in devotional life or in our attachment towards the Supreme Lord. Smaranam, Dharanam, Dhyanam, Dhruvanu Smriti, and Samadhi. Jiva Goswami is explaining this in Bhakti Sandarbha. And the same point is explained by Srila Prabhupada in Nectar of Instruction. So I'm just where Prabhupada explains, generally when we are associating with Krishna, when we are taking darshan of the Krishna, darshan of the Supreme Lord, it's called smaranam, general remembrance. I am seeing Krishna, taking darshan of Krishna, praying to Krishna, doing various devotional activities. But what happens from smaranam? You can read from Nectar of Instruction, Shloka number 8, purport. What I'm saying is, elaborated there, maybe the second or third paragraph. So, from Smaranam to Dharanam, what happens is that there are some more gravity and some more focus and some more details are getting added. So, previously I was having general remembrance and, I was casually, practicing Krishna consciousness. But now, when I am doing Dharanam, I am getting more deeper. And then when I am getting into the third stage called Dhyanam, meditation, I go and focus on one particular form of the Lord, in one particular rasa of the Lord, in one particular mood. So basically, it is like, previously, I worshipped Krishna, Rama, Govinda, Narasimha, Vamana, Trikrama, all forms of the Supreme Lord. I went to all the temple, did dance, everything. But when I did Dharanam, I started becoming a little serious. Oh, no, when I chant very attentively. When I'm attending the festival, all this festival, I should do nicely. But when I'm doing Dhyanam, then I am converging now from even among the Supreme Lord, I'm converging, only Narsingha, only Varaha, only Vamana, only, Purushottama. Why? Are all the others are bad? No. I am just going more deeper and more concentrated. So that the frill elements, it's not frill, but I'm getting, it's like a clarified butter. I'm just getting more and more, clearer in my devotion. Hanuman focused on Ramachandra Prabhu. Pralad Maharaj focused on Nrisingadev. Durva Maharaj focused on Prishnigarbha. So they were all clear at that time what they, you know, wanted. They didn't have any other. Burari Gupta didn't want, even after Mahaprabhu requesting and telling, please, you know, chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he came crying and weeping and saying that how can I disobey your order and how can I even obey the order? So I'm going to commit suicide. Mahaprabhu gave a tight hug and said that, boss, I want to actually show to the whole world what it means to be doing devotion like this. So from that state, it is Dhyanam. The next stage is Dhruvanu Smriti. It is there, we start almost into a kind of a rasa, a relationship with the Krishna, the Lord that we are, you know, relating with and getting more detail. And Samadhi means you all have, you know, in a completely different state. If you read them a little more detail, probably the details you will understand much more clearer. When Raghunath Das Goswami, when he was doing this, he is going through this process. He is migrating from one stage to another stage, eventually to the stage of Samadhi. And where it may apparently appear that the dependencies are reduced, but actually it is not the dependency is reduced. It is like dependency is concentrated to make sure that there is nothing but for Krishna and only Krishna for the pleasure of Krishna. You and me, or at least me, when I worship Krishna, I worship for my need. Tomorrow, we worship for my need also. Day after tomorrow, I need worship for Krishna's need. And furthermore, I worship for Krishna's need only. So this stage of transformation or, you know, transition has increased dependency, whilst it may apparently appear that the dependencies are reduced. Am I making sense here?
Yes, Prabhu, trying to understand. Yeah.
Yeah, so hence the renunciation aspect from Govinda to begging alms to eventually, you know, picking up grains from the gutter or whatever that washing away place. Raghunath Das Goswami is putting all his energy and all his focus to go more deeper into the stage of Samadhi. Eventually go deeper into the stage of Krishna consciousness, which is only understood and, you know, accessed when we reach that space. Today we are, you know, we may start speaking a logic, saying that this is common sense, Baba, you don't waste your time. Instead of standing there all the day begging for alms, you can rather go and redo more service. We will talk in a more gross manner, but Krishna consciousness is more subtler. So Raghunath, that's why Mahaprabhu is acknowledging Raghunath Das Goswami's introspective decision. It was not just a, you know, arbitrary decision. He withdrew from serving feast to Mahaprabhu to go more deeper, which Mahaprabhu is acknowledging, and he's going to further acknowledge a way forward. So we are currently in Smaranam. The goal is to get to Samadhi. That is why they are all called Goswamis, one who has controlled their senses, which is utilized only in Krishna's service. I'll end with a small note. The third prayer or the second prayer of Sant Goswami Ashtakam. Third prayer probably. Tyaktva turna masesha mandalapati srenim sada tuchavat bhutva dhina ganesa kau karunaya kau pirna kantashatau. If you know this prayer, if you read the translation of this prayer, what these Goswamis did, they gave up their janayu thread. What is wrong in the janayu thread? It is a Brahmin thread given by spiritual master to chant Gayatri. They gave that up. They gave up sannyas danda. Why sannyas danda is wrong? I'm supposed to be, you know, sannyasi carrying. They gave that up. They gave their saffron robes. Tektva turna masesha mandalapati shrenim sada tuchavar. Tuchcha karke, you know, they just threw it off. Bhutva dina ganesha kau karunaya kaupina kantashutav. Just with loin cloth, a kaupin. All they did was complete, deep, involved in samadhi for doing Krishna consciousness. That is why we are not supposed to imitate Goswamis. We are supposed to follow their instruction. At an appropriate point in time, we will get necessary directions from our spiritual authority. As and when we are showing our seriousness in Krishna consciousness, we will be able to make progress. If we imitate, then we will wobble and we will not be able to handle this. So we just need to follow them, follow their advice, follow their direction, not imitate them. We cannot imitate Rasikananda Prabhu. We cannot imitate Vamsidas Babaji Maharaj. We can't imitate Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. Look at their lifestyles. Per se, we can't imitate anyone. But even if you start imitating, can you imitate like these people? They cannot, because they lived in a completely different frame of mind, different space, time and space. We can only follow them, take inspiration from them, act by the principles. There is a, you know, Pancharatri ke Vidhi, there is Brahman, you know, Bhagavat Vidhi. Under Pancharatri ke Vidhi, rules will be speaking. Under Bhagavat Vidhi, emotions and sentiments is going to speak. So today we are all operating in Pancharatri ke Vidhi, so we have better follow the rules. If you're asked to chant 16 rounds, follow four regulative principles, chant Gayatri, have Janayu Dharan, do service, better do it. But slowly, 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 when we reach the stage of, you know, Ashakti, Ruchi, Bhava, slowly, then we will switch from very Pancharatri Vidhi, we will switch to Bhagavat Vidhi. Is that okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Any other questions or comments?
Koti 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 dandvat pranam. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev ki jai. So nicely explained.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Hare Bol. Dandvat pranam.
Go ahead, Mataji. Vrindagopi Mataji, can, what were you saying? Can go ahead.
Vrindagopi Mataji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Koti Koti Natan Param, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev ki jai. So nicely explained the pastime of Raghunath Das Goswami. And some question we also, whenever we have question, the answer is coming directly from the lecture. And question answer also. If there is a no question, can you sing whatever you like to sing for us? Please forgive us. We are bothering you too much. Today not able to make a note because making so much prasadam. But sure, make it evening time, Prabhu. Koti koti dandvat pranam. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev ki jai. Thank you, Prabhu.
I'll definitely sing. When I see your name, I'm already, you know, nervous. You know, Mataji, I may have to definitely sing a song to please you all Vaishnavas. So let me see if there are any more questions. Otherwise, I'll sing a small song, then we'll conclude the session.
Small question, Prabhuji. Yeah. Oh.
Yes, Prabhuji, go ahead.
Yeah, no, sometimes person have ability to say Bhagavad Katha in a nice manner, you know, in a outside other than ISKCON, and they have some good platform is coming up for the preaching purpose. Now in the material world, to do all those kind of programs, money is required. Also, so for that purpose also, if persons takes the money, not by say I need this much amount of money, but whatever they can get the money, or sometimes people don't even say give the money also, if you don't say something money is required for this katha or something. So in that case also he's doing preaching very nicely, but at the same time he needs the expense to cover, either on Zoom or either on outside, anywhere in a dorm, in a facility, they have to pay rent or something. So money is required in that case also. So if person is asking money, but at the same time also preaching nicely and making more devotees. Here in ISKCON also, what happens that we get the platform of devotees more. Like, if you are preaching, if you are saying katha in the temple, mostly devotees comes. Not the outside, those Krishna devotees doesn't come more oftenly. But sometimes like, you know, in katha, there is an opportunity to invite all other non-devotees also. And they become the devotee. So in that case, if you collect the money also for your to cover the expense, what is the wrong with that?
Thank you for this question. There's nothing wrong if money is given, but it's absolutely wrong if the money is consumed instead of the purpose for which it is given, it is engaged, if it is spent for personal use. Number two, it is not for money that we do. If we are very clear, then we should not even get 1% disheartened even if they don't give the money. The moment, when you're leaving the premises, Hare, mujhe cover nahi mila. If you have even a slightest one-time feeling, then there is a, you know, vested agenda behind your coming. So all I'm trying to say is, in the process of Krishna consciousness, is a very subjective conversation. We may not be able to black and white say who is doing correct or not correct, but principle is, the moment personal agenda is there, you are completely going to get the effect of it. And as Prabhupada explained in the purport, your spiritual consciousness, your spiritual status will get compromised. And if you are very serious and, you know, in your practices, okay, no problem, go ahead. Prabhupada made so much money. Prabhupada had so much of bank balance. Nobody is, you know, claiming Prabhupada is a person who took money. But Prabhupada made sure that every single money is very properly utilized in Krishna's service, not even 50 paisa. There are several episodes. If you go to Siksha Amrita, there is a Prabhupada's compilation on various topics. You look at the topic on money. Prabhupada's prudence on money is so amazing that Prabhupada did not want even a single rupee, single paisa, single penny to go here and there. So that prudence is there, then nobody can, you will not fall down. Otherwise, please be ready to have the consequences, that's all. Definitely, we are still in the paradigm of spirituality, but shuruati galat ho jata hai. Dheere, 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 slowly, 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 you get offshooted at some point in time. In the first place, you say, oh no, it's for preaching. Second time, you say, that, no, yeah, it's preaching, but still, you know, my car needs to be fixed. Then you'll say, that, no, no, my son's school fees is needed. Then you'll see, so it is like that. We still slowly, and Kali is also acting on this. So all I was trying to say is, be careful. Stay by the principle, not just get rationalized and get carried away. That's all.
Yeah. Very well. Yeah, very true.
Is that okay?
Yep. Should not get it away from that. That's all. Yes, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Any other questions or comments?
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Yes, just if you could, you repeated this so many times, but yeah, but if you could just repeat one more time. About the different levels of consciousness in which we, you know, cook prasad, cook bhoga, offer it, and then there's the honoring it. And I'm missing one, the fourth one.
One is cooked, second is offered, third is served, fourth is honoring.
Okay, that's my problem, because I'm not seeing the difference between the serving and the honoring. I mean, the serving and the offering, because when you offer, you're serving, right?
Offering to the deities.
Yeah, offering means offering to the deities.
You're right. What?
And then serving,
yes.
When you say serving, what is that? You mean serving to the devotees?
I mean, I serve. I literally, because basically in a traditional system where we invite the, you know, devotees to sit and we serve them, we make them, you know, sit and we serve them, prasadam.
Oh,
so
okay,
in consciousness,
yes.
It's not that, you know, we let everyone be. In fact, the Vedic system says that you are not supposed to use your left hand to even serve prasadam. So that's a separate, you know, there's a seva aparad category. Mm-hmm. We'll separately not get into that now. But at least with respect to prasadam mode, you're supposed to, if you have a guest, better you serve them. Serve them with a proper consciousness, with a proper frame of mind. That's all I said.
Okay, yeah. I wasn't sure if you meant, when you said serving, was it to the deities or to the devotees? So serving to the devotees. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Okay, so anything else from anyone else? Okay, I'll just fulfill the request of Vrinda Gopika Mataji. I'll sing a small song called Gai Gaura Madhur Swari. And if anyone's leave, I mean, you are free to, you may have other services to take care. Gai Gaura Madhu Swarehe, Gai Gaura Madhu Swarehe, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Gai Gaura Madhur Swarehe, Grihe Tako Vane Tako, Sada Hari Bole Tako, Grihe Tako Vane Tako, Sada Hari Bole Tako, Suke duke bhulo na ko, badane hari naam koro re. Suke duke bhulo na ko, badane hari naam koro re. Gai Gaura Madhur Swarehe, Gai Gaura Madhur Swarehe. Maya jale bad hoye, acho miche kaj loye. Maya jale bad hoye, acho miche kaj loye. Ekona chetan pe radha madhav naam bolo re. Eko na chetan pe radha madho naam bolo re. Gai Gaura Madhur Swarehe, Gai Gaura Madhur Swarehe. Jivana hoilo sesha na bajile Hrishikesha. Jivana hoilo sesha na bajile Hrishikesha. Bhakti vino do padesha ek barnamra se matore. Bhakti vino do padesha ek barnamra se matore. Gai Gaura Madhur Swarehe, Gai Gaura Madhur Swarehe. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gai Gaura Madhur Swarehe, Gai Gauranga Madhur Swarehe. Hare Krishna.
अरे वाह जय जय नित्यानंद जय जय गौरांग दंडवत प्रभु
थैंक यू सो मच प्रभु
थैंक यू प्रभु जी दंडवत प्रभु
ब्यूटीफुल क्लास ओके विल एंड द सेशन हियर
यस श्योर प्रभु Yeah, no worries. So thank you all so much for joining us. We'll stop here. Actually, I was waiting for Komadiki Mataji. But that's fine. So thank you so much. Okay, go ahead, Mataji.
Okay. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for a very enlightening class today. And we are very grateful to you. We look forward to your association again in future. If nobody has any question, we can end the call here. वांछा कल्पतरुप्यस्य कृपा सिंधुभ्यः एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो
वैष्णवेभ्यो
आनंद कोटि वैष्णवृंद की जय। श्रील श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्लाम गिरिधारी प्रभु जी की जय। थैंक यू प्रभु जी वेरी वेरी मच। हरे कृष्ण।
Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for a beautiful class. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.